back to the lane. We got down Cockmoor Lane to the swimming pool in the river. Got across the river bridge, which used to be, or from just before the river bridge, it used to go back and down into a very narrow little lane again, over the river bridge. And on the left-hand side, it used to bend round, and there were horses in a small field there, which, out of memory, were shepherd's horses, the bakery horses that used to deliver the bread. You used to look at them if they were in there in the afternoon. You've got the allotments on the right, and we used to wander along there, along the lane. In the winter, we used to have to get up as high as we could with our Wellingtons on, because it would always be flooded, or night most winters. And then you'd look into allotments, and over the years, there used to be a lot of old, disused horses and carts and things in there, and they used to actually float, some of them. So as kids, we used to look in there and laugh, because they were floating around like boats. Then we'd carry along towards Nunnery Stables, or the kennels, I used to call it. And that's the place where my dad first started to work, Fenny's stable. The hunt used to go out of there. Opposite, there used to be the gate to the allotments. That's where we had our allotments, under where the new houses are now. I used to go down there with my dad, and he used to love it down there. And I'd be sent off to the river to get water. And the river was a lot deeper than it is now. And there was never any need for fences or warning signs or anything like that. You're quite a long way away, and you was only small, and you used to go along with your buckets and dip in and get your water. You didn't have water tanks and taps. Little kids used to go and fetch the water then. And you'd bring it back, and within a couple of minutes, your dad had used it, and you were back down there again. It kept you out of mischief. And you used to have the heartbreaks where you go down the allotments and somebody had either been down there, kids or somebody, and ripped all the stuff up or stole the stuff. You'd have that problem. Overall, it was a lot of good memories, and I learned off my old dad and his garden and tried to continue it and pass it on. Then we come back onto the lane, and we're coming up to Sportsman's Hall, which has now been rebuilt. That's a new building, which obviously must have had some attachment to the original hunt, I would think. Else, why would it be called Sportsman's Hall? Opposite that, you had Pierce's Scrapyard. Many memories of that, again, as kids. There was a lot of things, bits and pieces used to fascinate us. There was massive great aircraft tyres in there, which could be climbed into. There was the old wall, which is right down behind the ruins, we used to go along on the top of. You could look down into rooms. There was quite a few rooms over that far side, but you could look down there. Some of it, I think, is just collapsed in. Then if you come back through the middle of a Pierce's Scrapyard, there was an old barn where they used to sit and sort things out. We then come back up to past Sportsman's Hall, up to Prospect Road, where the road widened out straight away. We came up past Prospect Road, up past Leyland Avenue, Memorial Road, then straight to the bottom of the climb that goes up to the railway bridge. And that used to be a little narrow cart track, basically. It was only like farmer tracks, farmer's tracks. And as I mentioned, the bridge and the road had all been widened out. And you've got the story of all the new bank was built and bomb damage from the war. We come over the Hatfield railway line. As a kid, I lived in Leyland Avenue, and you had the Hatfield line along the bottom of your garden first, then the Watford line. And the Hatfield line, all I can remember, we used to go on occasionally to Hatfield. Mum used to take us, and it was a big day out. And we'd walk along from Hatfield station along the side of the main line at Hatfield, watching the big expresses come through. And I used to love that as a kid, and it still continues to be an interest of mine now. But the main thing I can remember about the Hatfield line was the workers' trains that used to come home in the evenings and stop at the signals at the bottom of the garden. A lot of the local men used to be looking out the carriages as two little children, a little girl called Jean Raleigh and myself, decided to go down to the Abbey station to meet Mr. Raleigh, her father. And somehow we missed them. We got times wrong or something. They had everybody else searching for us. We was found and reprimanded. We never did it again. You know how the world's changed. The people coming home on the train could have quite easily just opened the door. They could have dropped out the train and over the fence. They could have gone into the bottom of their gardens, but they didn't. They used to sit in the train, go to the Abbey station and walk back. You know, that was the way the world was then. But other than that, the Hatfield line used to bring some coal in. not a lot of goods, but a few wagons of coal. And that carried on till it was shut down, I believe in the 60s, I could look that one up. It was getting cut back each time. London Road was originally the first station in St Albans, then the Watford one, and then the Midland was the last station in St Albans. Then we continue up Cottonwood Lane, we've come to the bridge. The old lane used to drop down to the crossing gates and go along the bottom, as I've explained. But the new road sweeps round onto the rubble out of London, which we was always told that's where it came from. That formed the embankment, and then it went straight through down to the mill. And that is basically my story of that part of the Cottonwood Lane.